Hundreds of people packed the conference room of the University of Florida's Plant Science Center for a dedication ceremony, renaming the facility after Canadian entrepreneur Frank Stronach.
Yeah, if you would just hold the ribbon so it...
Many IFAS administrators, as well as UF President Bernie Matchin, spoke to the huge crowd gathered at the research facility on County Road 318 in Marion County near Citra. President Matchin was one of the first speakers, and he commented how the Plant Science Center plays a key role for agricultural research in the state.
As president of this university for the past 8 years, I'm, of course, very proud of the achievements in education and our many milestones in research. But especially in these days of May, when my wife and I, Chris, are loading up our kitchen countertop with Florida blueberries, Florida watermelon, Florida sweet corn, and nothing could make me prouder than what this university and the Institute for Food and Agricultural Sciences has contributed to the tables, to the gardens, the farms of this state, and indeed to the entire nation's food. The growers and the researchers that are here today know that rootstock is a plant that already has a healthy root system onto which the fruiting part of the plant can be grafted. Similarly, the Plant Science Center that we are gathered here to dedicate can serve as the rootstock for a great number of crops and plants before they are distributed throughout the state in the southeastern United States. Those Florida blueberries that I had this morning, all the workhorse varieties in this state got their first tryout here in Citra on the experimental plots of these 1,000 acres. So too did some of our most widely grown vegetables, such as peanuts and cotton. And many of the ornamentals and landscape plants in our state's nurseries are also rooted in this Plant Science Center. IFAS scientists create new varieties in their laboratories over in Gainesville, but only can they go to market after they have been field tested right here in Marion County.
Matchin went on to explain some of the unique research going on in the facility.
It's ground zero for testing the latest varieties of turf grass and turf growing techniques and technologies. We even have a machine that mimics foot traffic on these turf. Elsewhere on this land, you can find fields of energy cane grown from our experiments in ethanol production and biomass energy. Hives produce honeybees, where there are experiments related to pollination and to ending the scourge of colony collapse disorder. And a large part of this land is dedicated to the special requirements and the unique promise of organic agriculture. So to say that this place and all that it's about is not committed to our environment as well as our economy is simply not true. But while more than two dozen buildings have met all the research needs of this enterprise, it's not until today, literally today, that we have a center that fulfills the education mission of this enterprise. Today, as we complete this Plant Science Center with its stunning new anchor conference center, equal parts of meeting place, classroom, and exhibition hall, we're so proud to have it as part of the University of Florida. And this conference center was made possible by the generosity of Frank Stronach, a strong believer in both the value of education as well as the future of farming. So could we give him another round of applause today for his vision?
The key guest at the ribbon-cutting ceremony was Canadian entrepreneur Frank Stronach, who is known for successful corporations and racehorses all over the U.S. and Canada. But he's also known as the largest landowner in Marion County. He's at the center of controversy over plans to put in a 30,000-acre organic cattle ranch, which he says needs about 13.5 million gallons of water a day. It's that permit request which brought out several protesters outside of the event. Stronach noticed those protesters and says he wants to make sure everyone knows he plans to be a good neighbor.
Number one naturally is it's quality that we could ship from here beef all over the United States, and that's raised here, huh? Okay. So I hope that we find a good solution I want to be a good corporate citizen here, not to come in here and say, I got some monies, I'm going to do this. If people like it or not, far from it. I don't want to have any confrontations, and I've been priding myself over the many years that wherever we were, right? We wanted to be good corporate citizen. So we should do everything we can, and if necessary, we got to cut back on some of the water usage and try to come up maybe with a different way. But we should do everything we can to know, to realize we will not do any damage around here in regards to water resources, right? That'd be my pledge, because it's, when I sit down with my managers, I always tell them, look, the one thing is, you gotta be a good corporate citizen. It's reputation. Monies you can always make, right? I mean, even if I would lose a few million dollars, it would not, to me, it's always, if you do the right thing, it will come through, huh? So I do hope we take all the steps, all the measurements, that when it finally comes down, that the people which live around here would say, this processing plant will have no negative effect on the environment, and will be very positive to the agricultural community.
Not all the protesters were convinced.
You care to tell me why you're here today?
Yes, I'm here because I think it would be disastrous if 13 million gallons a day were provided to water grass for cattle. I'm not against the building of a cattle facility, but I think that all the poop from all the cattle, the manure, is going to ruin the springs by giving us too much nitrate at the same time that it's depleting the water supply.
So what does your sign say here?
It says Adena equals no springs.
What's your name?
Terry Blaze. I'm from Dunellen. We have Rainbow Springs, Rainbow River over there, but it's all the same. It's all one aquifer, and we need to protect it. I'm not against people eating beef. I'm not against, certainly, grass-fed beef, but look at the grass over there. It's growing without being watered. And I think maybe if Mr. Stronach just had a few less beef, he wouldn't even need all that water. And then we could save Silver Springs.
What's your name?
Susie Skelly Collins. We have history in Florida of what cattle did to Lake Okeechobee. It killed it. So this is a repeat of that. Not only is he sucking up 13 million gallons a day, his cows are defecating on top of the aquifer, and those things go into the water. We have history, science. Lake Okeechobee died. They paid cattle to move out of its watershed. We're doing it again. Don't we learn?
What's your name?
Linda Bystrack.
And where are you from?
Leesburg, Florida.
And you're out here with some protest signs. What was your main reason for coming?
I'm a kayaker, and I kayak the Silver River, and I have been watching the gauge, the flow gauge, on my computer every day, and watching that gauge go down. If we add another 13.2 million gallons a day water being taken out of our aquifer, that can only have a negative impact on the spring.
You don't want him to necessarily pull his plan entirely, do you?
I understand he's going to be making biofuel from the slaughterhouse waste, which is a good thing. The main thing we're concerned about is irrigating grass to feed these cattle. And we would just assume he used corn like everybody else and not have to withdraw 13.2 million gallons out of 134 irrigation wells. The number of wells he's putting in a very small area could cause sinkholes, and it could cause the aquifer to decline in the local property owners next door to him. So the people around him are at most danger of losing their wells and having sinkhole creation, not to mention the impact on the spring.
My name is Karen Eppel. I'm council organizer for MoveOn.org in Gainesville.
And what brought you out here today? Tell me about your signs and what you're trying to say. What's your message here?
Well, I really have a problem with the county, Marion County, selling the water rights. Our lakes and our springs are drying up, so are the wells. People are running out of water, and you can't drink beef. I think it's wrong that they sell our natural resources to the highest bidder, and they don't listen to what the citizens have to say about it. We're the taxpayers. We're the citizens of this state, and we deserve to have our natural resources available to the people, not to the corporations. The corporations are taking everything away from the people in this country, and it's totally wrong. It's absolutely wrong. We can't let them control us anymore. They're controlling our government. They're controlling everything. This man is trying to buy our water is not even an American citizen. He's not a resident of Florida. He's a citizen of another country, and we're selling out our water rights in our state to him, and that's very wrong.
What about all the jobs that he can help create with this processing plant?
There's a lot of better jobs, green jobs that can be created doing other things in this area. Monies of this area should be invested in trying to get green, safe jobs that will benefit all the people, not just a few.
I'm Karen Chadwick. We put together this grassroots event because we're concerned about the aquifer levels. We're having the worst drought that we've had since 1931, and a lot of the people here today are living on waterways, lakes and springs, creeks that have completely dried up. A lot of the springs are, flowing backwards, and with the Suwannee River water. I was on Silver River yesterday, and the algae is just terrible in there. The river's turning green, and the flow is barely perceptible. It's at its lowest level ever that's been recorded. And every month it keeps going down lower and lower and lower. And so his property is on the Silver Springs spring shed, and the whole spring shed is right here, and the springs is right here. So if he withdraws 13 million gallons a day, it's going to compromise Silver River even further, which will compromise their jobs. Because, if they can't run the tours, and, it compromises Silver Springs, the as a recreational facility, he's doing more damage economically than good. Well, the way I see it is, if you have a bank account and you write checks and you keep writing checks and you never put any more money in the account, eventually you run out of money, you're writing bad checks. We feel like the St. John's Water Management is writing bad checks to keep giving out these consumptive use permits. We're at an all-time record low, and everybody gets every permit filled as much as they want. And we're not getting the recharge from the rainfall to recharge the aquifer. So we feel like St. John's Water Management is just selling out our shared resource of water.
Also at today's event were two Marion County commissioners, Carl Zalek.
Way up to agriculture and high tech, and we need to do it all and make sure that government is not getting in the way of entrepreneurs.
Marion County Commissioner Stan McClain.
It's a scientific process. They're going to work their way through the science, figure out if there's enough water. If there's not, then I think they'll change the number, and I guess, Mr. Stronach may have to make a different, maybe think of some different ways to do things or whatnot. So.
The St. John's River Water Management District still has to review the current water permit application for the Adena Ranch plans. For Florida's 89.1 WUFT-FM, I'm Donna Green Townsend.